Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle, back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is Ask Greg, your Penn State football questions for our own Greg Pickle here. We got a bunch of new ones. The winning question, whoever asked the best question, which if you have listened to the show before, haven't asked a question before, there's some good incentive to do it. Yeah, I just have to download the Keystone Sports app to click on the Ask Greg button, fire off your questions. Really simple, really easy, comes directly to us. If we read it on the air and Greg picks your question as the best, you get a KSN polo shirt. So a nice Keystone Sports Network polo shirt from us. Again, download the Keystone Sports app. Fire off your questions. We'll get to the ones for this week. Now, we'll start. This one's topical from Randy from North Huntington, Greg. With the NCAA exploring on how to implement the name, likeness, photo policy, what are your thoughts on what it will do to teamwork? We have seen on other levels it corrupts the team atmosphere because a player wants to be a brand versus a teammate.
Well, I mean, I think it has the same kind of feeling about leaving early for the NFL, right? So I think as long as the team's winning, when a team's ain't, no one cares about their brand. Nobody cares about what this guy or that guy's doing. But to me, I think, Dustin, that what it comes down to is when a team is, you know, out of the playoff hunt, out of the big postseason aspirations hunt, you know, guys start to focus on some different things and try and put themselves maybe ahead of the team. But as long as you're winning, I don't really think that that's something that's going to be a concern for Penn State or for anybody else.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have such a vague announcement from the NCAA and you do kind of threaten to shake up how we identify college sports and how college sports run, there is kind of a fear that the whole model can get shaken up. But I just kind of tend to think that those fears are overblown in a lot of these cases. You do welcome a different element. You do know, you know, if you're an offensive lineman who's started 50 games and you've made plays to keep your quarterback upright that the average fan doesn't see, that, you know, you don't, there's not not a lot of glory involved in your work. There might not be as much money involved in your work in terms of profiting off your name and likeness. Big stars are going to be able to have more pathways, I suspect. But again, we don't know what the NCAA is going to propose here. We don't know where any of this stuff is going yet. All right. We know is that the NCAA is trying to take control of this process and try to take the process into the future, because they were never going to be able to push back against state by state legislation that, you know, is going to come down to just fair and out of fairness to student athletes. So we'll see. I think this is, you know, Randy spells out kind of a worst case scenario where seeds of resentment are going to be planted. And I guess that's a possibility, but there's a lot of stuff that's a possibility now that won't be later. So that's why we're at the very introductory phases of all this. Even James Franklin reserved a comment for later until he knows exactly what this means.
Right.
Mike from Wayne, New Jersey. If Penn State loses to Ohio State or vice versa, and both teams go undefeated otherwise, is there a chance that both teams get into the playoff? What odds do you put on two SEC and two Big Ten teams making the playoff? I have three bets out on Georgia, Bama, and Ohio State winning the championship.
Nice. Little action. Good. You know, I think that if it comes down to whether – so – we know at this point that Ohio State and Penn State is going to be one loss there in the Big Ten, at least. And we know that Alabama and LSU, there's going to be one loss there. So it really just depends. I feel like if Alabama is the team with that one loss, Dustin, it outweighs Penn State. If Penn State's the team with the one loss, if it's Alabama and Ohio State with one loss and Penn State's undefeated, as is LSU, man, I don't know. Flip a coin at that point, right? It probably depends how close those games are. We'll get to see Alabama LSU this weekend. We'll get to see Penn State Ohio State in a couple weekends. So I think it, if you made me pick today, if it was going to come down to which one would get in, if what, you know, two of those four teams had losses, I would say I think Alabama beats LSU, and I think Ohio State beats Penn State, and I think Penn State would get in over LSU at this point.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be interesting, and the way we figured it out earlier was you're going to have a pretty deep pool of pretty deserving one-loss teams. To determine how the committee is going to view those teams in a few weeks, boy, that's really tough to say. Yeah, you're gonna have your, you know, I would assume probably Oklahoma is going to be a one loss team. Their loss, if you know, whoever loses the Penn State Ohio State game, their one loss is going to come, you know, pretty recent. And sometimes the timing of losses makes a difference. I don't know in this case that it will, but it's really hard to say. I think. You know, a one-loss Penn State team is going to make a compelling case. I don't see two SECs and two Big Tens, but we'll see. I don't know. It's most of the action required in this in determining this Final Four is still yet to be played.
Right.
So where things are now versus where they will be is going to be a very different story. All right. Ken from Lancaster. I know Penn State's winning, but they have, in my opinion, in Ken's opinion, two basic problems. The offensive line has not gotten any better from last year, and the defensive line is overrated, especially Yetur Gross-Matos. He seems to be a no factor, and if he is supposed to be an NFL first-round pick, I don't see it. That Chase Young of Ohio State makes him look like a high schooler. I am afraid of what's going to happen at Columbus. Not really a question in there, but I don't know that the sentiment – I don't think he's alone in some of those sentiments anyway.
Yeah, I do think the offensive line actually has made a step forward. I can understand where the defensive line thing comes from. It sometimes doesn't feel like the pass rush is getting home, even though, you know, they're one of the top country – they're teams in the country in terms of sacks produced. But, yeah, I get that. The offensive line, you know, I think that those guys are an easy scapegoat, and I do think they're playing better than they have in years past. I think some of the times it looks like it's, you know, something's going wrong and it's their fault, and it's really not. It's Sean Clifford's or somebody else's. The running back didn't pick up a block, whatever. So, you know, to me, I just think that the offensive line has taken a step forward, but I get the defensive line sentiment for sure.
You want to see more in big moments from this group. And I think that's what it comes down to. You know, the second half against ranked teams, is this pass rush going to show up? Some of the times that they haven't gotten home, you know, there's been a really concerted effort to get the ball out quickly. And I think you're going to see most teams try to take and apply that strategy. Right. Get the ball out quick and force these guys to tackle in space. It might be the number one way to try to move the ball on this defense. Because if you let your quarterback take a deep drop, scan the whole field, let routes develop down the field, the pass rush is going to get there. So sometimes I think it's a fair criticism.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just strategically opponents are just going to be set out. Like, what's the one thing as an offensive coordinator you're going to be like, I'm not going to let that pressure get to me.
Right. Yep.
Above all things, I'm going to get the ball out quick and try to minimize the damage that pass rush can do. That's what coordinators are doing. So I think part of it is fair. Also, I think Chase Young from Ohio State makes current NFL players look like high schoolers sometimes too. He's a freak. To put Gross-Matos side by side with him is a pretty clear differentiation of the difference between a potential number one pick and, you know, a top 20 pick.
Right.
You know, that's your comparison right there. And there's no shit. I just don't think that there's any shame in that for Gross-Matos. Brad from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Who's from Dearborn Heights, Michigan from this team? Is that KJ Hamler? Look it up. I'll keep reading. Yeah, you look it up.
You talk, I'll work. Yep.
Our pass defense's numbers are pretty strong nationally. However, our zone-heavy strategy concerns me for the upcoming matchup with Ohio State. We've been able to allow receivers to catch the ball and stifle them for the most part, but if we let Ohio State's receivers catch the ball uninhibited, we will likely be trailing quickly. Should Coach Pry be mixing up coverages more often, or do you think he's saving that for the Ohio State game? And best of all, from this comment, keep up the great work.
I'm still looking up that Dearborn thing, but I think it is Hamler. But, you know, to me, yeah, I mean, not to parrot James Franklin, but probably getting a little bit far ahead of ourselves this week with the questions in terms of totally looking over Minnesota and a suddenly 7-2 Indiana team. I mean, but, yeah, the zone, you know, they play a little bit more man, I think, than people realize. But the zone's a problem when the linebackers don't get deep enough into the zone and leave wide areas open that shouldn't be open. That's been the biggest problem with the zone. So as long as they use the bye to fix that, I think they'll be just fine.
Yeah, and they're going to have some surprises for Ohio State. I mean, that's the gamesmanship that goes into all these matchups is that, yeah, we, you know, by the time Ohio State comes around, we'll have nine games of film out there, you're going to have a feel for who we are and what we're trying to do and where our strengths are. But guess what? There's going to be game plan specific surprises that Ohio State has and that Penn State has. And one of the complaints, you know, to use this as a means to get there is Penn State adjusting to adjustments and all that. That'll come down to
right.
The Ohio State game will come down to that too. Mike from Haverford says, I'm listening to you and Dustin talk Minnesota and Ohio State while ignoring Indiana. Indiana is 6-2. The team can't sleep on the Hoosiers. Why are we sleeping on the Hoosiers? Are we sleeping on Indiana?
It's actually a perfectly timed question because I just mentioned that. Yeah, 7-2. Really talented team that Tom Allen has here. I like Tom Allen. He seems like a good guy. Glad they're having success. I don't see any way that they come to State College or beat Penn State. I just, you know, I don't have that. Maybe we can get the total or the spread for that game at this point. I don't have it yet in front of me, but we'll see if I can get it. But I think Penn State will be at least a 10-point favorite in that game. Indiana, nice season so far for them. Good stuff. Indiana, according to FanDuel, is a 20.5-point underdog. So that's why we're not talking about them as much. Maybe we should be.
Yeah, and it's no slight. I think it just comes down to if Penn State were playing at Indiana, if they're playing in Bloomington in a couple weeks, I would feel a little differently about that. But it's also sandwiched in between now an unbeaten Minnesota team and an unbeaten Ohio State team, and it's being played at home. So I think that's the right formula. I think 20 points is a lot of points for that game. But, yeah, I think they're, you know, maybe we are sleeping on Indiana. It's a team that got beat by Ohio State 51-10. It's also a team that lost on the road to Michigan State and gave up 40 points to that Michigan State offense that couldn't seem to get much of anything going against Penn State. So I think there's some reason for it at the same time. A 34-28 win at Maryland. If you do the side-by-side, Penn State's resume versus Indiana's resume doesn't look all that favorable for the Hoosiers. But there's a little bit of a threat there. A little home cooking can help. Has some trap game potential, though, yeah. I think you could say.
Agreed.
Who had the best question? And also, who's from Dearborn Heights, Michigan?
We still haven't got there. So okay. KJ Ham was from Pontiac, Michigan. So
maybe it's Allen Robinson I'm thinking of. We'll see.
Could be.
Not enough time to Google it. Who had the best question?
Let's go with the one that has – we were talking Florida, so Ohio State. The one that had the gambling in it. That's almost every week. The guy that had the picks out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's Mike from Wayne, New Jersey. Had three bets on Georgia, Bama, and Ohio State.
There you go.
Wondering about the college football playoff and whether the Big Ten will get two teams and the SEC will get two teams. It's early yet, but Penn State, you know, in that conversation, and I think deservedly so, that Penn State Ohio State game will be a huge matchup on the national level. All right, we got one more quarter to go here. Greg's best bet coming off a hot weekend. Looking ahead to this one. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.